Despite several scares about possible Ebola cases in Massachusetts over the weekend, officials say there is no threat right now. Governor Deval Patrick and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh gathered their top health, police, fire, and transportation leaders at a briefing this morning, and then they addressed the public. And as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, their message is, we're ready, don't worry.
Sometime Sunday afternoon, as word spread that a Braintree patient was being screened for Ebola, the fear factor in Boston spiked. Could this virus that has killed more than 4,000 people in West Africa be in our midst? I heard from moms who were disinfecting playground equipment, from colleagues whose parents called with worry, and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says his phone was ringing off the hook.
I know this weekend was very fearful for a lot of people. But in the case of an Ebola case, we were prepared for it.
Ebola has been ruled out in all of the scares this weekend. That Braintree patient and the five sick travelers who landed at Logan Airport from Dubai. Governor Deval Patrick says there have been several dozen cases in Massachusetts where doctors or nurses suspected Ebola and took precautions.
I want to make clear that there have been no confirmed cases of Ebola in Massachusetts. Each of the individuals that I referred to have been examined and Ebola has been ruled out.
If you've called your doctor's office or gone to a clinic or emergency room recently, you should have been asked about your travel history and whether you've been in contact with anyone who's been to West Africa and is sick. Department of Public Health Commissioner Cheryl Bartlett says all hospitals, clinics, and large physician practices are using these questions to step up screening for Ebola. Also,
we're asking them to do a risk assessment so that we understand if someone has a low, moderate, or high risk of Ebola virus disease and that we can isolate them right away in the event that they're at risk and keep them out of waiting rooms and causing exposure to other individuals.
The screening may be flagging people who do not have Ebola because the early symptoms, headache, fever, muscle ache, could be the flu or other illnesses. But Ebola is nowhere nearly as contagious as the flu, which kills on average more than 23,000 Americans every year. Boston Public Health Interim Commissioner Wei Nguyen says with Ebola, you have to be within 3 feet of someone who has symptoms to be at risk.
You cannot get Ebola through the air or through the water. If you have not touched the body fluids of a patient, of an individual who has Ebola, if you have not touched the vomit, the feces, the blood, the semen, the sweat of an individual with Ebola, sick with Ebola, you are not at risk for contracting or getting Ebola virus disease.
Governor Patrick emphasized that point about close proximity, gesturing towards Commissioner Bartlett.
If I had Ebola, the commissioner standing right here would be at minimal risk of catching it, if any. This is hard to catch.
The state continues training local police, fire, and other municipal healthcare workers who may be the first to encounter Ebola. The daily conference calls, updates, and outreach will likely go on for some months. In the meantime, a growing number of Boston-area medical workers are preparing to head into this public health emergency in West Africa. The World Health Organization is reporting 1,000 new cases a week and says the rate of deaths among those who contract Ebola is climbing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.